They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Madani channel has brought you another informative, interesting, sensational series with the name of The Pious Women of Islam. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in this series, we will be talking about the pious women of past, the pious women in Islam, what their affairs were like, how they spent their lives, how they led their lives, what were their affairs in terms of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what legacy they have left behind for us to derive from their seerah that we can implement in our lives. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in every episode, we will be learning about a different bondswoman of Allah Azza wa Jal, a different pious woman of the past in Islam, and try to derive the Madani pearl from their seerah and see how we can implement them in our lives. The many benefits and blessings of reciting Durood Sharif, sending peace and salutations upon the Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, my Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, mentions a very beautiful virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, sending peace and salutations upon Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in his booklet called Heedlessness, published by Maktabat al-Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami. In that booklet, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliya mentions that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O people, undoubtedly on the day of judgment, the person to attain quick salvation from its horrors and accountability will be the one among you who would have recited durood upon me abundantly in this world, who would have sent peace and salutations upon me abundantly in this world. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, if we want to attain quick salvation on the day of judgment, from the accountability, from the horrors of the day of judgment, then we've been told a solution from Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that we should recite Durood-e-Paak, send peace and salutations in abundance in this world. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. In the 6th century, according to the Gregorian calendar, tyrannies, cruelties, oppressions, and killing and massacring each other had prevailed everywhere. Severe evils emerged in the moral, social, economical, and political values of the society. Limits of cruelties had reached such pinnacle that little innocent girls would get buried alive. Dreadful and shameless sins such as fornication, adultery, were committed so openly if they do not mean anything. Darkness of infidelity and disbelief prevailed all around. Heights of ignorance and insanity were such that people had deviated away from Allah Azza wa Jal, from the Lord of the whole universe. People had turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and had started to worship self-created fake gods. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah azza wa jal willed to enlighten the darkness of this disbelief, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the shape of sun, through whose luminosity every particle of the universe shone. The dark clouds of infidelity and disbelief started to get eliminated, and the era started to get fragrant with the blessed fragrance of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam started to call people towards Lord Almighty, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of all the worlds of the whole universe. He has no children and he is not begotten. He provides sustenance to all and fulfills all the desires of everyone. When Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam propagated this message of truth, this message of peace, then instead of accepting this message and instead of people paying gratitude towards him, that he alayhi salatu wasalam is taking us out of the pitches of darkness and taking us into the brightness. Instead of thanking Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, people started inflicting mountains of oppressions and cruelties upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They would lay down thorns in his path. They, ma'azallah, started to pelt stones on Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's enlightened body. They started to falsely accuse him and started to use abusive language against him and started to consider him to be the biggest of their enemy. So in all these sensitive and critical circumstances, the personality who was first to be blessed with the privilege of accepting the message of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and becoming deserving of the one who was rightly deserved to be addressed as Ya Ayyuhal Ladheena Amanu, O you who believe, is the name of such a personality who was the embodiment of a good character, is the name of such a personality who had a pure and chaste character, a chaste seerah. She was the one with immense wisdom and intellect. She was the one who was an embodiment of generosity. She was the one who was the example of generosity, someone who was blessed with the privilege of embracing Islam, who was the first to embrace Islam amongst the women. She was the one who was first to be blessed with the title of being the wife of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She was the one who was sent salam by Allah azza wa jal through Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa salam. She was the one who was blessed with staying in the blessed company of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for approximately 25 years. She was the one who remained captivated in Shi'bah Abi Talib with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and displayed exemplary love and devotion. She was the one who sacrificed all her wealth on the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. She was the one in whose grave Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself went into and lowered her in her grave with his own merciful hands. She is the one who's known, whose titles are Tahira and Siddiqa in the history. She is the one who is the mother of Khatun Jannat, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She is the one who is the maternal grandmother of the leaders of the youth of paradise, Sayyiduna Hassanain Kariman. She is the one whose name is Ummul Mu'mineen, mother of the believer, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And it is Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha about whom we will be talking today. We will be going through different aspects of her seerah today and see what pearls of wisdom can we derive from her blessed seerah that we can implement in our lives today, that our Islamic sisters can implement in their lives today and better our lives. When we talk about Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was a very beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She was so beloved to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that until she was alive, until she remained alive, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not perform any other nikah. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam did not perform any other marriage as long as she radiyallahu ta'ala anha remained alive. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave her the glad tiding of a peaceful palace in paradise. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, this was the dignity, the honor of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is our mother, who is the mother of believers. She received this glad tiding from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that she would get a palace in paradise which would be free from noise, which is a peaceful palace. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, When we look at the seerah of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we find out that she supported Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam throughout her life. Whenever it mattered the most, she was there to support Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She was there to encourage the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Allama Muhammad bin Ishaq Madani alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qabi states that when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would listen to anything disrespectful from disbelievers or see disbelievers denying the message of propagation that he's propagating, the message of Tawheed, the message of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the disbelievers, they would deny this message of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would become extremely saddened upon this. He alayhi salatu wasalam would become extremely distressed upon this. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would come to Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So due to this, due to Aqaidu Jahan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam coming to the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, due to this action, his sadness, his anxiety, his distress would go away. It would be alleviated, it would be taken away. From this, we come to know of the excellence and greatness of Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that she supported and testified Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the most severest of circumstances, when the followers of Islam faced the most severest of tests and trials. In these testing times, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha stood by Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we need to understand that whoever would embrace faith in those early days upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and would come into the folds of Islam, the disbelievers, the infidels, they would inflict them with a lot of tyrannies and oppressions. Whoever would embrace Islam, they would go through severest of tests and trials. The Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who held an esteemed rank in Quraysh in those times among people in the society, she was a very wealthy woman. And she held a very high rank. She was a prominent figure in the society. Despite all this, she radiallahu ta'ala anha accepted all the trials, all the tests from the people of Quraysh, from the people of Makkah at that time. And she stood steadfast with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She didn't care of her rank, of the position that she had in the society. But she sacrificed everything upon the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And she stood firm with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam throughout these testing times. From this, what do we learn? From this very aspect of the seerah of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we learn that we shall never stop obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, even in the toughest of the times, even in the most severest of the circumstances and hardships. We shall not stay behind from giving financial and physical sacrifices for the religion of Islam. Whenever need arises, we shall be at the forefront. We should not look here and there. We shall not make lame excuses and stay behind, but we shall be at the front, at forefront, and we should sacrifice whatever we have as per our capacity, as per our capability, then we shall not look behind. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was a very courageous woman. She was, along with being courageous, she was very wise. She was very intellectual woman. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed her with best of the qualities. Because of these qualities, she had become famous with the title of Tahira even in the era of ignorance. So this also highlights her greatness, her dignity, that at the time when ignorance had prevailed everywhere, at the time when darkness of ignorance prevailed all across, even at that time among people, she was known as Tahira. This was her title. This was what she was famous with. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was born 15 years before Amul Fil, the year of elephant. Her name is Khadija Her father's name is Khuwailid and her mother's name is Fatima. Her family tree from the side of her father is Khuwailid bin Asad bin Abdul Uzza bin Qusa bin Kilab bin Murrah bin Ka'ab, and from the side of her mother is Fatima bint Zaida bin Asam bin Harim bin Rawaha bin Hajar bin Abd bin Ma'is bin Amir. So this is her family tree to her forefathers. Now another excellence she possesses, that her lineage of her forefathers meets that of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam at Qusa bin Kilab. Moreover, the honor that she is blessed with, that no one else is blessed with this honor, is that her family tree, her family tree meets the family tree of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam through the least connections among all other Ummahatul Mu'mineen, all other Azwaj Mutahharat radiyallahu ta'ala anhun. So among all blessed wives, she is the closest to match the family tree of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam through least connections. This is also another excellence and greatness of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha among all other blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She has various titles. Among them, the most famous is Al-Kubra. That's why whenever we call her name, whenever we say her name, we say Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So among various other titles, Al-Kubra is the most famous title that she possesses. Now let's listen to the event when she radiyallahu ta'ala anha sent a proposal of marriage to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and tried to derive some motherly pearls from this blessed incident. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was a very wise woman. She was a very intellectual woman. Due to her chastity, people of Makkah used to call her Tahira, the chaste one. So as mentioned before, that this alone signifies and indicates her significance, that people at the time when they were involved in anti-social activities and in every kind of sin which they didn't consider to be bad, even at that time, the same people used to call her Tahira, the chaste one. Because of all these, prominent leaders of Quraysh wanted to marry her. They desired to marry Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha refused all the marriage proposals. Now, if you see, all the leaders of Quraysh, various leaders of Quraysh who have wealth, who have money, they all are sending marriage proposals to Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But she refused all of them. But after looking at the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, after looking at the affairs of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and listening to the astonishing events of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a desire arose in her heart to marry Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha called the paternal auntie of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Safiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and inquired further from her regarding some personal circumstances and affairs of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then she radiyallahu ta'ala anha sent the marriage proposal herself to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam through Hazrat Sayyidatuna Nafisa bint Umayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So through her, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha sent the marriage proposal to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The famous historian of Sira, Hazrat Imam Ibn Ishaq, writes that Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha mentioned the following reason to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for this marriage proposal, that now Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha herself is speaking to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and is mentioning the reason for the marriage proposal that she sent. So she said that, I like you because of your good character and due to your truthfulness. Now there are ample madani pearls that we can derive from this. Inshallah, we'll come back to this. Umm al-Mu'mineen Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I liked you because of your good character and due to your truthfulness. Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam presented this marriage proposal to his paternal uncle Abu Talib and other elders of his family. The whole family happily accepted this marriage proposal and the date of the marriage was set. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to the house of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijat al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha along with Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and other paternal uncles, other family members and noblemen of Bani Hashim and leaders of Muzar and performed the marriage. So this is how the marriage of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Khadijat al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha took place. But what we learn from this very aspect of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we learn that she was a wise woman, she was intellectual, and various leaders of the Arab tribes wanted to marry her. They sent their marriage proposals to her, but she refused all of them. She chose Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Up to this marriage proposal, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had not declared prophethood. So it wasn't the fact that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was commonly known as a prophet. But what traits, what characteristics did Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha looked for when she sent this marriage proposal? She looked for truthfulness, honesty, integrity, and the good character. After finding all these characteristics, then the desire of marrying Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam arose in her heart. At one side, she had the marriage proposals of the rich, wealthy leaders of the tribes of Quraysh, of Makkah. And on the other side, she had someone who had good character, someone who was honest, someone who was truthful. So she had both these choices in front of her. And apparently, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not possess wealth, the worldly wealth. And now, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha had both these options in front of her. Who did she choose? She chose good character, she chose honesty, truthfulness over the wealth of this dunya, wealth of this world. And we can see what a beautiful match she had, and what a beautiful match this became, and what a beautiful married life they spent together. And what a beautiful, dignified, elevated rank she radiallahu ta'ala anha attained in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we see nowadays, when it comes to our marriage proposals, what things do we look up to? Our first and utmost priority is that a person should have enough wealth. He should have a status in the society. This is our first and foremost demand that we put in front before we send a marriage proposal. But this, from this seerah, from this aspect of the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, our Islamic sisters should also learn from this aspect that the foremost quality that we should look up to is the good character, truthfulness, and honesty. Because these characters, they remain forever. Whereas wealth, richness, this is something which is temporary. We've seen many a times that someone who was rich a couple of years ago, today, he's become destitute. Everything has gone away. And vice versa. Someone who was a destitute, who was poor a couple of years ago, today he's rolling in money. This is such a grant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which today is with someone and tomorrow can be with someone else. Money is temporary. But good characters, truthfulness, integrity, honesty, these are the characters which remain within a person. So these are the traits, the characteristics that we should be looking into when we are choosing our match. When we want to send a marriage proposal, we should see whether our match, the one who we are sending the marriage proposal to, is honest, whether he is religious, whether he possesses a good character. After looking at all these things, if these things exist in there, then we should go ahead. So these are the fundamental things that we should be looking into. And Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, in other words, she has set a parameter for us, she has set standards for choosing our match. That what should we be looking into before choosing our match. as herself. At one side, she had the richest of the men, and on the other side, she had the best of the men in the shape of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. She prioritized the good character over wealth. And then we see how beautiful this match was and what a great dignified rank she attained in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our Islamic sisters and all of us to look up to this very characteristics when we are also looking up to sending our marriage proposals. Ameen. Now, carrying further, when we talk about the virtues and excellences of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we see the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loved her immensely. Aqa alayhi salatu wa sallam possessed a lot of love for Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. That after she radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would often talk about her. And this is another way of expressing your love, of highlighting the importance of someone, that you talk about them in their absence. You talk about them a lot in their absence. So when Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam often would talk about her. Despite his dignified and esteemed rank, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would still respect and honor the friends of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It is narrated in a narration that often when anything would be presented in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say that, take it to so and so woman because she was friend of Khadija. Give it to so and so lady because she loved Khadija. So this was the love that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam possessed for Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Moreover, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is also among those four fortunate women who have been considered to be the most superior among the women of paradise by Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that once Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam drew four lines on the ground. So after drawing those four lines, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, do you know what this is? The Holy Companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they said, Wallahu a'lam wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam know the best. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, so the most superior among the women of paradise are Khadija bin Khuwaylid, Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wife of Pharaoh, Hazrat Asiya bint Muzahim, and Hazrat Maryam bint Imran radiyallahu ta'ala anhun. So these are the four women who will be the most superior among the women of paradise. Furthermore, we also find out from narrations that Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha also had the privilege of enjoying the fruits of paradise in this world. Therefore, Mother of Believers Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam fed heavenly grapes to Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. This was the status, the shan, the dignity of our mother, of Mother of Believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now when we talk about the offspring, the children of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, then we find out that all the offspring, all the children of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were born from Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, except Hazrat Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So apart from Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, all other children of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were born from Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So she gave birth to two sons and four daughters. Who were they? The sons were Hazrat Sayyidina Qasim and Sayyidina Abdullah. And the daughters were Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ruqayya, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anhun. And the third son, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maria Qibtiyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, remained with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam throughout her life. She supported him thoroughly throughout her life. Whenever, whatever circumstances there were, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha stood steadfast. At last, Mother of Believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha departed from this mortal world in the 10th year of prophethood after Aqa alayhi salam declared prophethood 10 years after that, on 10th Ramadanul Mubarak at the age of 65. Now, who led her funeral salah? It is said that no one led her funeral salah because by the time she passed away, the ruling for funeral salah had not been revealed. So there was no ruling of offering funeral salah at that time. So in response to one question, my Aqa and Imam, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, the revivalist of Sunnah, eradicator of Bid'ah, scholar of Sharia, the guide of Tariqah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Al-Hajj Al-Hafiz Al-Qari Al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman says in response to a question, the ulama, the scholars, they mention in the books of Sirah that funeral salah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha did not take place as the command for this salah had not been revealed then. Until then, the command, this ruling was not revealed, it was revealed later on. Hence, the funeral salah of the mother of believers Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha did not take place. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha was buried at a place called Hajun in Makkah Mukarrama Zadahallahu Sharafan wa Takreema, which is now called Jannatul Ma'ala. So that place, Jannatul Ma'ala, the graveyard of Makkatul Mukarrama, that place was called Hajun, and now it is known, famously known as Jannatul Ma'ala. After her demise, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself went to her grave. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam himself went into her grave and lowered her in her grave with his own merciful hands. This is the rank, this is the status, the dignity, the excellence of our mother, the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower his countless mercies upon the blessed grave, upon the blessed shrine of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and forgive us all without accountability for her sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us, our Islamic sisters, to follow the footsteps of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and implement the madani pearls derived from her seerah into our lives as well. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will come again next week with a new episode and we will discuss, we will talk about another pious woman of Islam, one of the pious women of past, and inshaAllah Azza wa Jal go through their seerah and increase our knowledge. Please keep watching Madani channel and take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.